Debussy's performance of Brahms's Variations and Fugue on a Theme by Handel likely sealed his win in this international contest for amateurs. He received standing ovations from the crowd of piano lovers gathered at Texas Christian University. Fourteen years ago, she journeyed here for the Cliburn competition for young pianists, but he didn't get far. He says he entered that one for the experience, taking a few weeks off from medical school. Today, she is a gastroenterologist, and this past week, he returned to Texas. And he won.
The goal is to come and to try to play, you know, as best as I possibly can, to try to do the music justice, to partake in the social experience with everyone here and all of these really talented colleagues of mine. So, of course, the winning is nice, but that, because it's an amateur competition, because we don't need it to put food on the table.
Clark Griffith came in second. He says the contest offers the opportunity for high-level amateurs to play before a sizable audience.
I was really glad to get to spend so much time with this magnificent piano. And the results are just lots of candy and gravy and fun.
Griffith placed third in 2007, the last time the Cliburn Foundation held this amateur event. This time, he also won for Best Baroque Era Performance, playing several of Bach's Goldberg Variations. For many of the 70 competitors, the contest is inspiring because their musical muscles had atrophied. Blame the day job and responsibilities caring for families and children. But their love of piano persists. Third place winner Dr. Barry Cutino is originally from India. He says this contest got him practicing piano again.
At this level, the highest thing I did was the BBC Young Musician of the Year, and that was 30 years ago. So I've not nothing at this level since then. The thrill is so incredible, playing to an appreciative audience like this on an incredible piano in an auditorium like this. It's worth it.
That was the case even for those who did not reach the finals. Jorge Zamora, from Mexico, made it to the semifinals. He graduated from the prestigious Cleveland Institute of Music, returned to Mexico, but could not find a job in music. With his other degree in electronics, he found work in telecommunications. He says his mother encouraged him to stay with the piano and would be proud he's here.
I get emotional because she died 20 years ago, especially because her support on me making music was really special. And my father's too, who also died 5 years ago. So getting this far in this competition is very meaningful.
Zamora came to the competition from Mexico City with his wife. They're expecting their first child. He says he intends to keep music in the family. Top prize winner Christopher Shi won $2,000 and $250 for Best Romantic Performance. He says he'll leave the piano for a while so he can spend more time with his wife and three daughters. For VOA News, I'm Bill Zeeble in Fort Worth, Texas.